Well, I guess it's probably as you would expect, and there's the full gamut of reaction. On one hand, you've got the Prime Minister who's saying that he doesn't believe in a regulatory body and he's finding it difficult at this point in time to support Leveson. And then on the even his deputy leader is saying quite the opposite, and that is that Nick Clegg supports what Leveson has come up with in this very detailed report. And victims, of course, want to see some changes made. Clearly, self-regulation's failed in Britain, so they're looking for something stronger than what there has been in the past. And some of that reaction has also been that they felt they had expectations that were quite high of what Lord Justice Leveson was going to find, that it would be a super regulatory body, and it's not that either. So there's a whole cross-section of reactions to this.
And so the Prime Minister announced the inquiry, he established it, and why do you think he hasn't supported it immediately as soon as it's come out?
Well, he's had a lot of people knocking on his door in the last couple of days, and some of those are publishers and operators of media companies that would be getting in his ear and giving them their last-minute final say on what they want him to do with this report. And some of that, I imagine, is fairly influential when you consider what a powerful force the Fleet Street Press are in Britain.
Okay, and so how does the Leveson report's findings differ from those of the Finkelstein report? From what I've read, it sounds similar. You know, a beefed up media watchdog, speedy complaints handling mechanism. What difference is there to what has been proposed in Australia?
It's a good question. They are similar, but the Leveson report's probably more moderate, I would say, than the Finkelstein inquiry was recommending. The Finkelstein inquiry, which had its findings, I think it was the start of this year or the end of last year, it was looking at having a news media council, which would, as you say, be a super regulator, and that would be taxpayer-funded, whereas the Leveson inquiry has recommended that the media fund their regulator. And importantly, the Leveson regulators calling for voluntary participation, whereas the Finkelstein inquiry did not call for that, that members, media would be compelled to be part of the Australian model. Having said that, Justice Leveson's done some fairly clever things in recommending the independent self-regulation of the British press, because he's given them a few sticks and carrots. And one is that if the press fail to organise themselves as he's recommended, and he describes such a scenario of that happening as being a very regrettable event, then there would be statutory regulation coming from Ofcom, which currently regulates the broadcast sector of the media, that would become a backstop regulator. So that's a pretty big stick. If you can't do it yourselves, we'll do it for you. The other thing that Leveson does, which is quite clever, is he's provided a very inexpensive way for complaints to be settled by setting up an arbitration authority as part of the regulator, which means that any legal fees and costs would not be borne by the potentially the press operator that loses the case. So there's a financial incentive if the press do have litigation against them, they can do it through the through this new mechanism, and it will be very low cost to them.
So what impact do you think that the report and the whole inquiry in general has had and will have on the Australian media landscape, I guess?
Well, I guess the first thing I would say, and perhaps one of the most important things, is it's got the media talking about itself and critically analysing itself and thinking about the great responsibility that the media has. And with that responsibility comes great privileges as well. And other professional bodies are regulated, doctors, nurses, accountants, lawyers. So it's created that conversation, which probably hasn't been as well had in Australia as it should have been previously. So that's the first thing that it's done. Whether the Leveson inquiry, I mean, this is early days to see how the government approaches it in Britain and how it unfolds, whether Britain follows the model that's been recommended here. But it probably adds strength to the findings of the Finkelstein inquiry in Australia. And the findings of also the convergence review, which happened after the Finkelstein inquiry, which didn't call for the same measures as Finkelstein. It looked for having self-regulation, but a stronger form than what we had at that time at the Australian Press Council. Having said that, the Australian Press Council has done measures in recent months to beef itself up. It now has, you have to give 4 years' notice if you're going to drop out of the voluntary membership, and it's also increased its own funding, which is self-funded. So it's created those conversations. It's made the media analyse itself a little bit more, and it's created positive discussion. It depends how both governments in both states act as to what's going to happen next with the press.
Mm-hmm. And so some of the concerns people have raised have been about that Lord Justice Leveson didn't really get to the crux of what the internet has done to the media landscape, as well as problems with data retention and journalists. What concerns have been raised with these?
That was one of the things that concerned me, but I haven't had a really strong look at what the terms of reference were. With the Finkelstein inquiry in Australia, the terms of reference included online, so there's quite a lot of discussion about online. And of course, as the media model for the press has changed, it used to be linked to advertising. They did have a monopoly on advertising. They had a monopoly on news. The digital era has certainly changed that. Non-media companies can now attract advertising, and many of them do it very, very successfully, such as Google, carsales.com, those sort of search indexing sites. So the conversation does need to include online. I would probably reserve my criticism of Leveson because I haven't seen the... had a close look at what the terms of reference were, whether it was specifically only going to be about print. But it does seem to be an odd oversight given that the future is digital.